Hey, you guys, three more countries have taken to the stage here inside Rotterdam Ahoy for their second rehearsal. They were North Macedonia's Vasile, Ireland's Leslie Roy, and our Queen of Fire from the Mediterranean, Elena Sagrinou from Cyprus. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this!
First up was Vasile from North Macedonia, and this was all about experimentation. The famous daughter light moment where a laser beam comes in and goes out. They were playing around with it, and it didn't really work, to be honest. It was better on day one.
Yes.
When it was just a beam in, a beam out. Today they had it refracting, exploding, kind of like, I don't know, a broken disco ball, and like the light was going everywhere. It's unnecessary. I say go with what you had, because what you had was beautiful.
Yeah.
But everything else was on point. My favorite shot, you know, even beyond the laser moment, actually, is at the very beginning when he's got like gold stardust coming out of his heart and then out of his back, and he sort of absorbs into the universe. It's really beautiful and stunning.
I love when he does all the time, you know, like this. You can feel that when he's doing these moves, he's really opening his heart, opening his voice, and really giving full of his potential. And this one, I mean, the second rehearsal was much better, but in except that part with the daughter thing. And, oh, Vasile, I'm so happy that you finally showed us that 13 seconds note at the end. Oh, I got goosebumps. I mean, that part, juries will love it. Like, juries will be like, okay, I'm giving these points. Like, after that note.
You know, there's this expression, hit it or quit it, and he hit it. Do you know what I mean? He hit it. It came out
three times.
Yeah, we didn't need the tease. We needed him to deliver, and he did that. So I think on the whole, this definitely elevated. He's more confident, more comfortable. He was less sweaty today. I don't know if he had on foundation or powder, but maybe the lights were turned out, but he looked better as well. So well done to them.
Yeah, and you can see that he felt comfortable, because first rehearsal is always, you know, much stress, because it's the first rehearsal, and they don't really know what they are doing, actually. Yeah. They only rehearsed at home in a studio, you know, small studio. This is a huge damn place. So, yeah.
Yes. Next up was Ireland's Leslie Roy, and she has definitely tidied her performance as well. It really is a storybook fairy tale journey. You see her in a forest, her head spins at one point. It's very intimate. She's staring into the camera. Trees fall, the path changes, and she's running. She's very playful, very sprightly, serving that Peter Pan realness. You know, really interacting.
Yeah, yeah.
A looser version of Leslie than we've seen, just very loose and free. A wood nymph, an Irish wood nymph. She is the voice of the da-da-da-da-da-da. Really, really enjoyed that. At the end, she actually steps out of the fantasy land.
Like, bye, I'm writing my own story, hey.
Yeah, and then you see her on the stage, and you see the little cutouts. You see the camera where she put her head. Mm. So it's like a cheeky nod to, okay, this is a TV show, and this is what's been going on. It's the grand reveal. And I think a lot of people during the first half will wonder, how is she doing this? What's going on? So it's nice to answer their question. Question and answer. Fantasy and reality. Performance and votes. I think it's very clever.
And I love the part towards the end as she walks you know, the runway and goes to the place where the fan zone normally is. I think this is really a nice place to finish your performance. And I have a small issue. I think I would love to prefer, you know, this kind of requisite staging.
The what? Requisite?
No, I think it was in Bulgarian, sorry. You know,
the paper stuff, cutouts.
Yeah. I would love to have them in colors, because it's too dark for me.
You want to find the colors in the gray that she sings about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, it's very gray. I think she took that lyric literal, and it does create like a darkness, like a Tim Burton darkness, but slightly lighter. I do take your point. I think with a bit more contrast, you would be able to make out what things
put
are.
Put a light on it, maybe, but she did really great, improved a lot, and the voice was there. Vocals were on point, I think. And she looks so beautiful. I love the highlight of the performance for me is maybe the backdrop where she's standing, you know, the teardrop, no, the not the teardrops, the raining drops. I love that part a lot.
Oh, that is very nice. The rain starts to fall behind her on a screen, mm-hmm. and that's where they cut away. You can see the raindrop screen, which is really important. It's part of showing the reality. It's a great contrast.
Yes, good job.
Also, I think the part where the books are on either side of her, they changed the lighting, so now you realize that those are book pages, and so that's much more effective. I still think this needs to be tidied a little bit, but now it's coming together.
You have another dress rehearsal, which is really important, and there you can still change something, still do some improvements, so yeah.
Absolutely. Hotter than sriracha on our bodies, Elena Sagrino from Cyprus has just rehearsed, and we have on our El Diablo face mask. Thank you so much, Team CY. Now, look, this performance was already polished, and they have burnished it even more with the fire, with the heat. They have somehow made it more refined, more Gaga, more Beyoncé. It just shines so bright. Elena has grown in confidence. The dancing was on point. Last time, she was moving her whole body, but this time, she was working it from head to toe. Oh. I saw the toe pointed. I saw the fingers pointed. There was just more confidence overall. My favorite shot, which I completely missed on day one, is the opening, her laying on the ground, prostrate on the floor, serving sheer seduction. The floor may be hot, it may be burning, but it's even hotter when Elena Sagrinu is lying on it. It was absolutely elegant. I love her backing dancers' costumes. It's tight red, looks like pleather. It's so tight, they do look like these demonic forces or even flames, women born of the embers. There's a mythological quality here. I just loved this.
It was hot. I mean, Elena Zagrino is a hot chick. I think they add even more red color.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the LED screen down her, you know, on the floor, I think they add there a little bit more red color. I think it's amazing. And I absolutely love the final shoot with El Diablo burning, and you know, she's walking and then turning her back. How hot is that? Like, she is really, really good. And vocals were on point. As always.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought up those two things. The first being the fire. At the end, it says El Diablo. There are these big letters behind her. Now they are set alight. The kerosene gasoline ignites. You know, she's a flame on dynamite. You know, that Sunit sings about. Literally, it's there. El Diablo burning. It's a really dramatic ending. You know, lots of people have pyro, flame shooting into the sky. But who has the letters ELDIABLO? Illuminated with fire. Only Elena Sagrinu. The other thing is she's so flexible that she literally leans back.
Oh, yeah.
Like arches her back and she's on the floor. You try doing that and holding a note.
Girl, okay, I am going to break my back probably.
Yeah, we don't have the insurance for that, girl, so please don't. Also, shout out to Laurel Barker, the backing vocalist. I think the interplay, the mix of backing vocals, you know, the pre-recorded devilish child vocals and Elena's vocals all work really well together. The mixing is so crucial, and they've really, really done a good job with that.
Yeah, two rich voices, come on. And I really love, you know, I'm quite interesting how it sounds in the arena. I think it will, you know, like it will be fire even more, you know, because on the TV you can't hear that much because, you know, it's a press center and it should have been a little bit quieter with the volume, but in the arena I think it's, you know, banging.
Yeah, I love that she's showcased her voice. This is not just a pop song. A lot of pop songs like this can hide the artist's voice, but she is showing off her voice. You know, she's flaunting it. She's making the most of every note. This was just sensual and excellent, to quote Lucy Percy from Weeby Blogs. It was sensuality, it was excellence, and what a combination.
Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ, Elena Zagrino. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for this performance.
Absolutely.
We needed it. I mean, we needed it to get a little bit warmer.
Yes. Now I'm sweating. That's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for the fire of El Diablo? Are you following Leslie Roy's maps? Are you standing with Basile from North Macedonia? Let us know here on Weeby Blogs.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We have so many videos coming up today. So, yeah.
We'll see you later.
Bye.